Hey there, I'm Rafe, and I'm 9 years old. It's time for another episode of Audio Moves, the podcast that gets you twisting and twirling, made by the groovy bunch of people at Petetra Theatre. In this episode, it's morning time, and Charlie decides to go looking for the pockets of darkness, still in his house. How are you getting on, Charlie?
Hello. Sorry, I've only just woken up. The sun's just risen, and it's pouring amber light all over the ceiling and the walls of my room. It's beautiful. Have you ever noticed that when the sun comes up, it fills the entire room with light, and it forces the dark to hide? It pushes it into nooks and crannies and corners, and the dark waits there until nighttime when it can creep back out again. One of the dark's hiding spots I notice every morning is under my bed, because it just touches the ends of my toes when I dangle my legs over the edge. I like to trace the edge of the dark with my toes, walking them in a crisp, straight line. Do you want to do that with me? I'm going to do it standing, but you can do it however you like, sitting or even lying down.
I wiggle my toes carefully along the edge all the way up to the foot of my bed. Nice. Oh, I wonder what it looks like under there. I'm ducking down to take a peek. And now I'm lying flat on my belly on the floor. You can do this too if you like. I'm going to stay low and crawl on my belly, following the dark's edge all the way round to the right. You can join me if you like. Wow. The dark makes a perfect rectangle under the bed. The edges are so clear. I wonder where else the dark is hiding in my house. Where does the dark hide in your house? I'm rolling all the way out of my bedroom. Are you rolling too? Along the landing. Be careful where you're rolling. Oh, I'm at the top of the stairs. I can see little pockets of darkness hiding between the railings of the banister. I wonder if the dark will be between every single one of them, from top to the bottom. Shall we go down the stairs together? I stretch my leg out over the edge of the top step, and let's take a small leap down. I crouch down so I can take a closer look between the railings. You can crouch too if you like. The railings cast their shadow in a zigzag all the way down. I'm going to jump down in a zigzag to the next step. Ready? Zig! And zack! And zig! And zack! Ooh, mind the creaky step. How are you jumping? With your knees high or with your arms outstretched? Each step down has its own little pattern, all the way down to the bathroom. Ooh, I can see the dark hiding behind the shower curtain. I'm going to creep towards it. You can creep too if you like. Making steady, wide steps towards the shower. How are you creeping? Should we take a peek at the dark? I gently pull the shower curtain back just a touch and peer behind it. Whoa, it's so dark. I wonder what it feels like to reach inside. I know, let's take our hand and reach forward into the darkness. Ready? And slowly reaching forwards. Ooh, how does it feel to plunge your hand into the darkness? Does it feel cold, or dense, or silky and smooth? How does it feel on your skin? For me, it feels spacious and airy. Shall we go behind the curtain? Oh, the dark's gone. The light chased it away. It's like they're playing hide and seek. Where else is the dark hiding? I know, there's one place in my house where it's always dark. I can see a long, straight tightrope of darkness stretching out across the floor. It leads all the way to the darkest place in my house, the storage cupboard. Should we walk the tightrope together? I'm standing at the foot of the stairs with my feet together. How are you standing? Or are you sitting? You could shuffle across on your bum. You could even crawl across. I take my right leg and glide the heel of my right foot in front of the other leg so it touches the tips of my left toes. Steady. I'm stretching out my arms to balance me as I walk. You can too, but you don't have to. I float my left leg in front of my right in the same way and keep on walking. Heel to toe. Heel to toe. Chin up, looking straight ahead. How far across are you? I'm wobbling. Be careful. We've got to try and stay on the tightrope. I'm almost all the way to the storage cupboard door now. Just a few more steps and jump off the end of the rope. Ready? Jump! How was that? I'm standing in front of the storage cupboard door. It's slightly ajar, and I think I can hear something coming from inside. Is that Noodle? Oh, Noodle! What are you doing in the storage cupboard? I think she likes it down there because it's nice and cool. I slowly pull the big storage cupboard door open, and a shaft of light spills onto the first few steps. Beyond that, it's complete darkness. I think I'll take a seat at the top of the stairs. You can sit down too if you like, or you can lie down. Whatever feels comfortable. Oh, Noodle's wrapped around my feet. It's quite calm sitting here, just gazing into the darkness. I think I'll take a few breaths. In and out. In and out. Down here, the dark doesn't have to hide and force itself into nooks and crannies and corners. It can just take up as much space as it likes. From here, it almost looks like it goes on forever. I stretch my arms out to the sides, imagining what it feels like to fill all of the space around me. You can try this too if you like. All the while, breathing in and out. I bring my arms down to my sides with a deep breath out. I really like this spot. I think I'll stay here for a while.
Thanks so much for joining me today. What was your favourite part of our journey? Maybe you liked reaching into the darkness or jumping down the stairs. I loved peering between the railings. Maybe you can find all the places the dark hides in your house. I'm sure they're different to mine. Until next time, bye!
Hey, hey, it's me again. That was great fun. Where does the dark live where you are? Subscribe to this podcast so you're the first to know the moment our next episode is released. To find out more about our school workshops, lives, shows, and other projects, sign up to our mailing list on petetratheatre.co.uk. And remember, keep moving!